What's up? Welcome to the TSK Cafe. You know how it is, you know. I only give a few people this invite, this request to come up here. Of course, Cappuccino is very exclusive, so, you know, my Cappuccino is very exclusive. Because I be talking about a bunch of bullshit that, that I usually just don't feel like talking about and giving out publicly, you know, and freely. You know, it's a bunch of exclusive stuff I talk about on here that I want to allow people that do come up and listen to my Cappuccinos to feel like they getting a bunch of information that I talk about that they never knew I would talk about, or a certain stuff about me that they never knew about me, you know, and I want to make it so exclusive, make it so unique, you know. Very few people know too a lot of stuff about me, you know. All they know is that I might be an artist, or I do create, and or some people might not even know that about me. They might just know that I'm a very cool individual, you know, to talk to, but don't know anything that I do outside of that, you know. So it just gives people an inside look of what's TSK, the Talented Spirited Kid. What's this TSK Cafe all about? I initially had a whole cafe theme that I wanted to do when I first started making my music with it, like Ice Mocha Latte and all that. But, you know, now I kind of see that I kind of want to make that a whole theme for TSK. Is the all white theme. Plus, you know, the cafe classic white themed, you know, Talent Spirited Kid themed type of thing, you know. So I want it to be so exclusive. So, you know, the cafe, you know, with the little, the Chibi logo, the TSK Chibi logo, the TSK spray paint logo, and the TSK shoe logo is the three main logos of TSK. If you don't know what TSK is, that's my brand, my independent brand that I make, you know, that I kind of want to turn into like the ultimate brand when it, so far as entertainment, so far as creation, so far as like just custom TSK, all everything, you know. So I kind of want to turn it into a whole lifestyle deal, you know, which is going to take a long time, but it's all going to be worth it, you know. And, yeah, more music, too. Hi. Welcome to one of my Cappuccinos. You know, this is my private podcast and audio stuff, so I do get deep into it. A lot of people might not know, a lot of people might know. But my Aunt Patrice passed away in 2002, committed suicide. You know, I still think about her, and it's amazing to me because I have the same issue. I got anxiety, depression. We go through that in my family. And the fact that, you know, I could relate to a lot of her issues that she might have been dealing with, but I was too young to realize what it was. I was only two when she passed away, so I was very young. But if I was just to know that, if I was older, or if I was the same age I am now and looked the same way I did now, when she passed away, and I could have been able to talk to her, I could have been the one that she probably could have related to, and it could have saved her. But, you know, I don't write the storybook. I don't write the history book. I just follow the code, you know. That's all I can do. For the most part, I didn't write that the story. God did. But man, you know, I do miss her till this day, and it's something that really does hurt, you know. It hurted my mom, it hurt my dad, just to know that that's what happened. And I really do think that she's my guardian angel. You know, even if suicide is to not be of holy things to do, and even though, you know, even if she's in limbo, she don't even gotta be. If she's not in heaven and she's in limbo, she's still looking at me, looking down at me, and she's still one of my guardians. So, you know, I just always keep my head high for her, because, you know, she probably might have regretted that decision. And, you know, she's probably in the afterlife, like, walk and live life, the life that I wasn't able to live, you know. And so I think about that all the time when I talk about her, you know. I live because she wasn't able to, you know. She couldn't take it anymore. And so I'm doing it for her, you know. All right, so this is my my prompt, you know, that I usually go over every third being that I post. So, one of the things that helped me stay away from the stress, the negativity, just stuff that makes me depressed, the stuff that takes me away from that, is just being active, just making music or reading a book or listening to music or doing something in order for me to, you know, feel at ease, you know, just to get my mind off of it, just to enjoy my time when I can, you know. And these are things that I do. I exercise, I work out. I try to cook, you know, just in case, you know. For the most part, I cook because it just feels, you know, therapeutic. I also get involved with just a bunch of other stuff as well, with health and stuff, you know, because it makes me feel good when I do. And not just that, it helps me to be good. It helps me to be okay. Most of the time, that's what I do. So, I also been interested, time and time again with trying to get into poetry. I've been making poetry and I've uploaded poetry, my writings and my audio. But I wanted to actually make a movie with this poetry, a movie with my writing. And I think that I can, you know, one of those days I'm going to be able to make vlogs there. For the most part, creating designs and photography and videography, it's a bunch of stuff you can do to occupy time. And, that's what I do. I just want to find the next new thing that I could think of making, whether it's books or whatever, you know. Live streams, whatever the case may be, you know. So, for sure. How's it going, guys? I'm at work. This is going to be my fourth being for this one, you know, and then I'll knock it back down to a being next, I guess tomorrow morning. Yeah, I'm going to knock it down to a being. I wanted to continue the pattern of having it to where it's one being, two beings, three beings, four beings type deal. So I guess tomorrow I'm going to go back to one being, but yep, this is my being, and you know how it is, man. Just talk about random shit. Yeah. Yeah, buddy. Okay. Yeah, man. For real. Just to wake you guys up in the morning, fresh. Tub-a-dub, rub-a-dub-dub, tab.